So we're going to, again, have an opportunity to practice this. You may well feel that you want to deal with a sickness. You may feel you want to deal with something in your own life. But again, close your eyes. By faith, choose to engage that court. Just spend a short time just thinking about, okay, what do I want to bring before the court today? Am I prepared to ask God to allow my body and mind to bring accusations against me? Am I willing to ask, are there infirmities or spirits of infirmity with accusations against me? That's one aspect that you might want to deal with. You may want to deal with mindsets or bondages or any of those things that you've used to effectively control your own moods, cover your own hurt and pain. You may want to deal with that issue. Maybe a familiar spirit that takes you down a particular mindset or behavior pattern, which you're finding it difficult to break free from. You may want to deal with that. So just spend just a minute or so just thinking about, what do I want to deal with in this process? Remember, you don't need to have to see everything. By faith, God responds when you call the court into session, and you can hear the accusations as you stand covered by the blood of Jesus. So once you've chosen what case you're going to bring, just activate the eyes of your heart, by faith, convene the court, and just step into that court. Stand under the covering of the Word of God, the blood of Jesus. Receive your robes of righteousness right now. You don't make yourself right to go into the court. You go into the court to be made right. And just demand to hear the accusations. Once you've heard the accusation, agree with it, repent and renounce, forgive if you need to, receive forgiveness if you need to, and receive the verdict, not guilty. And as you receive that verdict of not guilty, you can release that verdict against those who accuse you. That you're now free. You receive the papers of authority that allows you to act. You may need to make declarations. You may need to enforce that every day, but use the verdict that you receive as your authorization for the kingdom of God to come on earth as it is in heaven, in your life, family, situations. Okay, well, just a short little exercise, but develop your own words, terminology, things that make sense to you, so it becomes your own pathway, becomes the thing that you can do on a daily basis. Once you're familiar with this, you can step into court in seconds and deal with an accusation really quickly and be free from that. Remember, if the enemy seeks to bring the mindsets or negative thoughts to you again, convene the court as a contempt of court. Don't allow him to get away with it. And then the enemy will be under greater judgment when he's in contempt of the judge's verdict. So practice, get familiar with the process, and as you mature, you'll be given greater level of authority. If you're in benches or on mountains, then use that authority. Use that authority and administrate it on a daily basis. You know, don't just cry out to God help when he's given you now all that you need to be able to affect change in your life and in the spheres of influence that you've been given by God around you. Amen.